Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Beis. As I mentioned, the next couple of days will be putting up from the last cycle. Just one note, I'm not giving the daf tomorrow live, but tomorrow, tonight, is Rami Shapiro's yard site. Right, the day that in Eretz Yisrael we start saying V'sein Talamatar is the same day as his yard site, Wa'imayim El Torah. We should have him in mind tomorrow in our learning, as we are all his Talmidim and Talmidim. Okay, Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We are about six lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef. Says the Gemara, we have a couple of more lines related to different dangers, and then we get to other Agadata about various Amoraim, what they told their Talmidim, what they were known for, Agadata, and then on Kuf Yud Aleph, we get back to the Seder, exactly the order. So we start today. Amar of Yosef. Hani tlas mi liyov arvona linahora. The following three activities bring blindness to sight, to one who could see. Mandasar gresha yavesh, somebody who brushes his hair yavesh, when the hair is very, very dry. That's not a good thing. Umandashasi tif, somebody who drinks wine that is dripping out slowly from a barrel. Again, these are all areas where some type of danger, which we don't fully understand. Umad Asayim Misani, somebody puts on his shoes, Adamaisnei Kare, while they are still moist, while they're still wet. Rashi, Bocha Ragla Lachem, while his feet are still wet. You went into a river, and your feet are wet, you're putting on your shoes already. So that's also something that shouldn't be done. Taloi Bebesa, if somebody hangs up, Taloi, they hang up bread in their house, in a basket. Kashoy Lani Yusa, that is a difficult, and it could lead to anius. Kita amri inshi, could lead to poverty. As people say, talab silsa, talab mizoni. If somebody's hanging up their bread, it's as if they're hanging up their mizonos and their parnasa, they're not taking it seriously. Falo amran ala rifta, this only applies by bread, aval bistra vakabri leslan ba. But by meat and by fish, there's no issue. Urchehi. No, that's what people do. That's what we keep up. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva, and we'll have two of his tshuvas today. Yesterday we referred to one of them about the danger of the husband not being with the wife at night. Here he has another tshuva, Chela Gimel, Simin Nun Beis. He has a tshuva regarding, at the end of Simin Nun Beis here, V'alsha Ashaltani Tam Al Tlias Afikomen. They used to hang their Afikomen. Maybe it's that the kids couldn't get it. So is that a problem of hanging bread? This is 1700s. Lo shamati lo davar tam. Ube kitzur shnei luchos abris. In the kitzur ashla. Right? Already they had kitzurim then. Right? No, the kitzur ashla is the shortened shla from 200 years before him. Kazav shein lazos kein. Shu bizu yochlin. Velo yadati ma bizu yesh bazeh. I don't know what the bizayin is. We all know where isi mi rabosa ve avosai shenagu kein. Pekah kasav magan avram. Vein kan bizu mitzvah vizi karon letzias mitzrayim. You're just hanging it so that it's like they hung their bread over their shoulders. Zeich letzias mitzrayim. So too they used to hang their matzahs. But he doesn't talk about this gemara at all in terms of hanging the bread. Weiter, pare bebesa. If somebody has pare, pare is some type of inferior bread. The Rashbam quotes Mursan with bran. Inferior bread when you could afford more. Kashila aniyusa. That also is a simon of anius. Nishora bebesa. Nishora is breadcrumbs. Bebesa. Kashila aniyusa. Baleli shabbasas, baleli revio, shara mazikin ilave. Friday night and Tuesday nights, the mazikin are more prevalent. We'll have to see why, later on. But that's why you have to be especially careful about these items on those nights. Isra de mizone, nakid shmei. The malach that's memune on mizonos, nakid is its name. Isra de aniyusa, novel shmei. The one that's appointed on aniyus is novel. Dirty is its name. Meaning that's why it loves dirt. It loves dirt and lichluch. Sa'a apume dechatzva kashal aniyusa. If somebody covers a barrel with a plate, then that also, if it doesn't fit, you're not putting it on the correct cover, that's kashal aniyusa. Different simana. Okay, we'll get to some more items that connect more to us soon. Madashasi maya bitsoy. Somebody drinks water, bitsoy, on a plate, out of a plate, meaning it's not the normal way of drinking water. Kashal lebruksi. It's difficult for Brooksy, some type of eye ailment. To achel tachliv lomashi yadeh, somebody eats tachli, cress, and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, mafchit plus in yomen, he's going to be scared for 30 days without even realizing what he's scared about. He's just going to feel a certain fear. The mesuchav lomashi yadeh, if somebody is make his dam, somebody bloodlets and doesn't wash his hands afterwards. Mafchid Sheve Yome, he will be in fear for 7 days. Let's finish the line. The Shakal Mazi of Lomashi Yadi, somebody who is Shakal Mazi, pulls out his hairs and doesn't wash his hands. Mafchid Tlasa Yome, the Shakal Tufre of Lomashi Yadi, somebody who cuts his fingernails and doesn't wash his hands. Mafchid Chad Yoma, he should be fearful for 1 day of Lo Yada Maika Mafchid. And in all these cases, he won't even know what he is fearful about. So now, as we continue in this list, there are some of these quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Daled, in Aruch Chaim, in the beginning, that when do we have to wash our hands? Besides in the morning when we wake up, after some of these activities. Obviously, after we get out of the bathroom. But also on the list here in Siman Daled is Notel Tziparnav. The halacha is, and we have to, after somebody cuts their nails, they have to wash their hands. Right, there's a simin, there's a ruach ra also by the fingernails. I think we've quoted in the past the thought of some achronim that what is it about the fingernails? The Gemara says elsewhere, Mesechas Nida, that you got to be very careful about fingernails. Right, if you're a tzaddik, a chassid, you just throw them out, you get rid of them, a chassid burns the fingernails, what do we have to be so makbet for? And the Gemara says by pregnant women, you have to be very careful of their not walking over fingernails. So we've mentioned the Kabbalistic idea before that maybe the fingernails is a remnant of the special field, the protective field that Adam and Chava had before the chait. They were covered in a type, in a covering that was all nail. That's the only thing left from it. And after they sinned, it was all removed, and the only thing left was the nails. It's the only thing they have left from this protective shield. There are some Kabbalistic sources that say that. So maybe that's why we have to be so careful about it, because it's a kitrug. These nails are, this is the only thing left. Where's the rest of it? Where's the rest of your protection? You sinned. That's why it's a kitrug on Am Yisrael. That's why it brings a ruach ra. That's why we have to get rid of it. Right, flushing it down the toilet has the status of burning it. We could do that. And we have to wash our hands like we wash in the morning. You have to washing, it's not just washing out of cleanliness. It's a ruach ra. So we would wash 3 times on each hand. Maybe that's why pregnant women have to be more careful, because Chava brought death to the world. And this woman is trying to bring life to the world, so that's why they might not get along too well. That's why they have to be extra careful. One has to be extra careful even by cutting one's nails. So I'm going to talk about, what about biting one's nails? Shouldn't be a difference. You know, many of us have the habit of biting our nails, and we don't throw out the nails, but maybe one should be careful there too. No difference except on a Malacha Daraisa or Durabanan on Shabbos in terms of cutting and biting. But Lachor, it's the same issue in terms of washing. Also, related to this, the Gemara said here, you're pulling out hairs. What about after you get a haircut? You have to get a haircut. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the list too. Migaleach v'lo notel yadav, mefachet shlosha yamim. Notel tzipan v'lo notel yadav, mefachet yom echad, v'nidim ha-mefachet. That's also, some people are machmed to wash their hands after they get a haircut. Shaving. Right, Megaleach. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Does Megaleach also include shaving? Like the Megav, not the Mistaper. Megaleach means shaving. Mistaper. Well, the question is, what is? Does that include also shaving? That's a question in other contexts. But either way, there's a different minhagim about that. The Gemara isn't as strong and scary about the hair and the fingernails. Fingernails. A couple of Gemaras elsewhere about the making sure that they are gotten rid of. What about after a blood test? It says Misukar Lo Mashiyade. If you get blood let. So what about after a blood test? So Dr. Abraham in the Nishmat Avraham talks about this and quotes the various sources. And he quotes, maybe it depends, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that when a person has to give blood, you know, lechatchila he should give. Dr. Abraham writes here, well, maybe it depends on the reason for the blood test. It is not clear, however, I'm reading from the English translation, whether there is a need for a patient to wash his hands after he has blood drawn for diagnostic purposes only. Right, are you doing it to be healed? Taking out blood most of the time. Our blood tests are to diagnose. Right, it's not to heal us. It's as a diagnosis. The Leket HaKemach V'Achadosh concludes that since there is no definitive ruling for such a situation, one should take the strict approach and wash one's hand regardless of the reason for which the blood was drawn. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me that in his opinion, the patient needs to wash his hands only when the bloodletting is performed for therapeutic purposes and not as a diagnostic procedure. He reasoned that where practices such as bloodletting done in the time of Chazal as a school are concerned, we may today only learn from those instances explicitly discussed in the Gemara. As bloodletting in the times of Chazal was only performed for therapeutic purposes, the requirement to wash one's hands should be limited to such situations. Rav Shlomo Zalman also felt that a blood donor need not wash his hands. If you're giving blood, for it is possible that since he is donating the blood not for his own use, but rather in assisting treatment of another, it is a mitzvah, and he will not come to any harm. Shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin, and therefore one doesn't have to wash his hands in that situation. Okay, we continue. So, little halacha lemaisa in this Gemara about the Ruach Ra. Says the Gemara, Yoda Usya Darga Lepach Pachta. If somebody always has their hand near their nose, right near their nostrils, they always have their hand. So Darga Lepachta. It's gonna lead to anxiety. It shows you're not relaxed. Right? Just gotta relax. Not always have the hands. I also have everybody listening to the shir, it takes the hand away from their nose. Yada apusya. If somebody has their hand on their forehead, Darga Lashinsa, it's the first step to sleeping. We understand that. Right, if you have your hand leaning on your forehead, the next step is the head's going to be on the Gemara. Right, that Dargel Shinsa, one has to be careful. Right, see Rash on the Aruch on the side. Derech b'nei Adam kisheyashan yado padachto. Derech b'nei Adam, when they're sleeping, at least not maybe not when they're lying in bed. When they're sleeping, they have their hand on their forehead. Tana, another important Gemara. Ochlenu mashkin tachas hamita. If there is food and drink under a bed. Afilu mechupin bechle barzel. Even if it's covered in metal. Ruach ra shora alem, there is a ruach ra. So this is the Gemara that you might have heard about bread and drinks under beds. Under beds. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. Well, the Rishonim quoted. So the pashtus is, the context of our Gemara is that is another type of ruach ra. I show the Sharm Sharm Balacha quotes that maybe it only applies if somebody sleeps on the bed. Why? Because sleep, we know from Gemara Brachas, is 1/60th of death, so it's like a bechin of olam eis. And that's why the food or the drink underneath, you know, achieves the status, and one has to be very careful about it. Pashas is a type of ruach ra. If you look in the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, the Rambam does not quote ruach ra. What does the Rambam say? Hilchas rotzeach u'shmiras ha-nefesh. You shouldn't put bread or food under the bed. Velo yiten atav shel tachas amita, av bishu osik besuda, shema yipop al davar hamazik v'hu eina ro'ehu. Maybe somebody's going to climb in there. You're not going to notice. There's going to be bugs there, there'll be a snake there. Maybe it's like a mayim galuyim type of halacha. The Rambam says there's going to be a davar hamazik there. Under the bed, you're not going to know where it is, so you're not going to know what it is. So that's what the Rambam holds. That is the halacha about ruach ra. But this is a lechachila at least. That keeping food, right, doesn't come up so much in our houses, but, you know, comes up sometimes. Camp is a huge one, right? All the kids get their packages. You put it under the bed or not. So one of my rebbeim, remember what's told me, says, keep it under your bed, but when you go to sleep at night, take it out from under there. Because if it's night and sleep connected, which already, it's some poskim might say, don't worry about this, but there are a number of poskim that are serious about this, not to keep food under a bed. So then, take it out from under when you're sleeping at night. What about the evid, if you did, are you allowed to eat it? You're allowed to eat it? So that's a machlokas. The Vilna Gaon is charif. The Vilna Gaon is very machver on this. The Vilna Gaon is machver on a number of these dvarim ha'asurim, like just like a mayim gluyim. Shulchan Aruch says, don't worry about mayim gluyim b'zman hazeh. Says beferish. Don't worry, the Vilna Gaon is very machmir by Mayim Gluyim, and he's very machmir here too by food under the bed. That's the story. They quote one time that there was a person who brought the water every morning down from the river. And one time it was pouring, it was windy, he couldn't get down to the river, he couldn't. So he's like, okay, one time, he won't notice. He brings the Mayim Gluyim that was left overnight, brings it to the Gra, and after the Gra drank a little bit, he realizes something's up. The Gra was able to tell. And he asked the Talmud, and the Talmud had to confess, and the Gra realized the difference between the two. Most Achronim, it seems, hold that b'di'evet, the food is not Nasar, when you're going up against Bal Tashchis. This is the second Shuvah of the Shvus Yaakov for the day. Shvus Yaakov was asked, is it on Nasar b'di'evet? He said, nearly Pashut. The ain kan chash iser b'di'evet. Rak the bechol elu mavur. B'shas v'poskim durak ashar lechadchila u'kamashmos bal ha'iter. Ah, k'day. He says, I think it's only lechadchila. And he says, you want a raya? You want a raya? Okay, I'll bring you a raya from Gemara in Maseches Ba'abasra. The Gemara says Ba'abasra in Cheskas Abatim. What's the difference between the bed of a Talmid Chacham and the bed of Na'am Haaretz? Mita shel Talmid Chachamim ketzad. What's under it? Kol she'ein tachteha ela sandalin. You only have sandal. Under the bed, it's empty. Bimosa chama umin olim bimosak shamim. V'shalama aretz doma la'otzer blum. It's a whole treasure house under the bed there. Upirish Rashi zal mitas ama aretz kol davar minichon tachas hamita. Ochlin v'kelim. Ad kan l'shono. Im kein, asked the Shvas Yaakov, so if this is true, then why does it say elsewhere that a chaver is allowed to eat with an Amma Aretz because of Dvarim she'ena misukanim? Because you didn't take all Trumas and Meisers yet, why aren't you worried about food under the bed? That's a mita Amma Aretz, why are you worried about that? Eich yochalimo, halo chamira sakata miyisura. Must be it's even worse to put under the bed. Elavade pashut to kolhani yurak asar lachad chila. Alav b'di'evin in k'pei d'klal gam lo huskar b'shum posek shum iser b'di'evin b'inyanim elu. Ken nearly a katan Yaakov. It's just supposed Yaakov, the 7th and 23. See, overlap with the Gra. So, but the Gra is very mocking about it, but he says most others don't worry about this b'di'evin. But there are two interesting cases that Rav Sternbach talks about, one of Halacha L'maaseh tonight, and that is, number one, what about under the seat in front of you on an airplane? Somebody goes to sleep in front of you. You have to worry about that? It's not food under the bed, but it's food under somebody sleeping. Or, that's number one, Rav Sternbach discusses in, again, in, I'll tell you where this is, you want to look it up, in Trubis van Hagas, he discusses this in Chelek Beis Simen Aleph. The first point in Chelek Beis, so he talks about, he says, Ulamaisa Nira, is this the right one? Maybe I didn't bring the right one here. I brought it here. He says, Ochlon Amashke Tachas Amita Velo Yashin Amasar. Number one, what happens if nobody sleeps under there? Is it Asar? So at the end of this Shuva, Vinish Alti Ba'aviron, Im Hiniach Ochlon Tachas Akise, Vyashin Amutal Ochlon, Pchem Masi Adavar Ba'atobus, Vitsidati La Hakel, Sheikha Zemita Rakise. That's a chair. That's not a bed. Tachas Amita. And even though the Gra is Machmir, but that's only if you sleep Kedarko Derech Kfius. Meaning, so in business and first, then maybe it's a problem. Right? Baruch Hashem, it's a good, so it's a mile of going coach. Right? You don't have to worry about this. The Kolshekade ba'otobus, and surely on a bus, right? There's no reason. That's sure not a Shenas Keva. That's you need a real Shenas Keva. So okay, Bidi Evid, even if you want to say you're Machmir for Bidi Evid, that gra, by a real bed, but for sure not on a plane. And what about under a stroller with a baby sleeping? So also there, would you be machmir? So again, he's machmir. He says that one doesn't have to be machmir, but the eved, because it's not really a even though the children might sleep shenos kevas there, but it's not their bed. You want to take it out. You can put it on top of the stroller. Anyway, two ideas where you might not have thought it comes up, but it does. Rav Sternbach in that second case, he's more machmir. The second case, he's more machmir because of the stroller is more of a serious place of sleeping than an airplane seat or a bus seat. Okay, that's the topic of food under beds, but it's right here. This is the source of it in Shas. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, lo yishta adam mayim, a person shouldn't drink water. The Rashbam is in without a candle, meaning without seeing what he's drinking. Lo b'leli revios, lo b'leli shabbasos, not on Tuesday nights or Friday nights. V'im shasa dama brosho, v'ibri ha-sakana. If you did, it's your own fault. Sakana. My sakana ruach ra. Ruach ra. V'im tzachi mai takati. What if he's very thirsty? He needs a drink. What is he supposed to do? Lema shiva kolo shomer davar al ha-mayim. Let him say the parakat tehillim of seven kolos. Al hamayim ba'adon ishti. And then drink. Shenemar, kol Hashem al hamayim, el hakavadirim, Hashem al mayim rabim, kol Hashem bakoa, kol Hashem bahador, kol Hashem shover arizim, vayishaber Hashem azarzi al vanon, kol Hashem chotzev labos eich, kol Hashem yachol midbar, yochil Hashem midbar kadesh, kol Hashem yichol ayalos, vayachasof yaroz vayichalo kolo bar kavad. Okay. So that's the seven kolos. Just so if you ask a trivia question, what's special about that mizmar? So it's the seven kolos. If you want to take a drink and you can't see what you're drinking, the Gemara in Brachas has another makar. It has 18 shemas of Hashem in it. So it's the makar for Shmona Esrei. 18 shemas of Hashem, Shmona Esrei. And that's the reason, the minog, of why we stand up by that mizmar on Friday night. Because that other Gemara in Brachas that tells me that's the remez for Shmona Esrei. Then you got to add in an extra one for the 19th bracha. But again, that Gemara in Brachas is crucial. The Gemara there is assuming you can't just make up your own Shmona Esrei. You need a makar. You need a matir. You need a halachic basis for creating tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why for every Shmona Esrei, 18, 7, 9, 24, right on a fast day, you have to have a makar for that. So this was the makar there. Vilo, and let's say you don't have a tehillah, but you don't know that one by heart. Salema Hachi, Lul Shafana Nigran Anir Duffin, Ben Kochve Yasivna, Ben Bli Shemini Azilna, I'm going between the fat and the skinny. Say this incantation. Vi ilo iikan inishabade nitare. If you don't have anybody, if you don't know this incantation or this parak, so if you have somebody else there with you, wake him up. Valemalay and say, Planya bar planasa, tzachina maya. So and so, me, I'm thirsty for water. Vahadar nishke, then drink. Ve'ilo, and again, if you don't have anybody else, you know what to do. Mekarkish nachtama achatzva, just make some noise. Take the lid of a jar and bang and scare away the shadim. Vahadar nishke, then drink. Ve'ilo, nishke be'midi vahadar nishke. Or just throw something in there. Throw a leaf in there, and then drink the water. These are all ideas where you have to drink out in the forest, and you can't see what you are drinking. Period. Interesting that when he davens for himself, he says, Ploni bar planasa, he quotes his mother's name, not his father's name. So we've mentioned at various times over the last couple of years, the thought of the Vilna Gaon. The Gra notes that the Gemara in Meseches Nida, Daf Lamed, in Lamed Aleph, mentions that each partner of human being, every human being has three partners in life, right? Famous Gemara, Shlosha Shutvin Yesh Ba'adam. The Gemara says, Inidalam and Aleph, the father, the mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The father gives the Gidim Ba'atzamos. The father gives the sinews and the bones. The mother gives the Basar and the Dam, the flesh and the blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Neshama. Good. Says the Gra, that's why fathers are, symbolize the bones, and mothers are the Basar. He says, that's why in Parshas Vayetze, what does Lavan say to Yaakov, Vayomer Lavan, Ach atzmi uvisari ata. You are my flesh and blood. Not flesh, flesh and bones. Right? Why is flesh and bones? Why? Because Lavan is saying, I'm related to you from your father's side and from your mother's side. I'm your mother's brother, he says to Yaakov. So from your mother's side, that symbolizes by bisari, because basar is from the mother. And he says, oh, from your father's side, because I'm your second cousin from Nachor, right? I'm a descendant of Nachor, and you're a descendant of, obviously, a Terach. And so he says, Avram and Nachor were brothers, right? And Yaakov was a Nechad of Avram, and Lavan was a Nechad of Nachor. So they were second cousins. So, says the Gra, that's the pshat of that pasuk, right? Atzmi uvisari ata. So here, that's why, Rav Reuven Margolis adds on to that Vilna Gaon. That's why in a Misha Beira, for a Chol, you say the mother's name. Because you want the Basar to get better. You want it to have a Refuah Shleima. Masha Enkein by a Kel Male, when you say, talk about somebody's Neshama, only their bones are left. The Basar is no longer. So that's why by a Kel Male, you use the father's name. Right? Based on that grub. But here too, right? He's davening for himself. He's davening for his flesh. That's why we say the mother's name in this context. The Gra over there, you can look it up. He says also, based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, about David HaMelech. Okay, we continue, but that's a take-home of Reuven Margolis based on that Gra, the Misha Berach versus a Kelmali. Good. Tana Rabbanan, fourth white line. Lo yishta adam mayim, lo min anaharis, lo min ha'agamim balayla. A person shouldn't drink water from rivers or swamps at night. Vimshasa adam barosho. And if he does, it's his own fault. Vimshasa adam sakana, my sakana, sakana shavriri. There's a sakana of shavriri, some type of illness. Shavriri, or the shavriri is a type of, Rashbam says it's blindness. Might be also the name of the shade that's memuna on blindness. Vitzachi my takantis. If he's thirsty, what does he do? Iikat enish ba'adei. If there's somebody else there, lemalei, let him say, planya bar planisa tzachina maya. Let him daven then. And if somebody else is there, that's protection. Ve'ilo, right, he has the koch of the tzibur. Ve'ilo, I'll mention another point related to that. Ve'ilo, lemi yilanafshi, let him say to himself, planya Amrli imi is darbi shavriri. My mother told me to be zahir from shavriri. Shavriri, bariri, riri, yiri, ri. I don't know if this is the source for like Nana Nachman. Sachina maya bakasi chivri. It's thirsty for water in white or clear kosos, cups. V'cholu adkan, the shadim, the sakana gemaras, and we get back to nigla and other sukkahs. Just one hara though, not finished yet. And that is, the last point was that if he is, he should, blindness, and he should say, if he's thirsty, he should say, if there's another person, plied by Polonisa, how does another person help him? So we mentioned in Shabbat Shuva, mentioned an unbelievable Maharal in Maseches Sota, where the Maharal discusses by Egla Arufa the Zakenim say, Yodeinu lo shafchu. We didn't kill this guy, the anonymous corpse. And what does Chazal say on that? Oh, we didn't let him out without food and water. We accompanied him out. It wasn't that we left him out. So what? If they wouldn't have walked him out, then they would be responsible for his murder? Only because they walked him out? Says the Maharal, yes. Because if they would have walked him out, they give him the koach hatzibur. And there's a special siyata d'shmaya that the tzibur has. And that's why they would have to take responsibility. If they walk him out, if I walk somebody out, so then I'm giving him a special protection. He's not alone. And that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus that out of all the mitzvahs, Be'nadam al-Chavero, Hachras Azarachim, and Lavoyasa, and Hachras Azkala, and Bikur Cholim, and all of them, what's the greatest one? The Rambam says, Koni Chazal, Lavoyas Archim. That's the greatest one, and you learn that from Egla Rufa. Why? Because there you're giving him the Koach HaTzibur, the special protection that they need as they travel. Right? So here too, if you're nervous, if you're Sakana, wake somebody up. If you wake somebody up, then you are more protected. Again, Tzibur doesn't mean need 10 people. That's minion. But Tzibur can even mean 2 people, according to that Maharal. Good. Says the Gemara, Avilu Menatam Chuy V'Chulu, getting back to the first Mishnah that we had 13 blot ago. Right? Daf Tzadi Tes. Right? No matter how poor an Ani is, said the Mishnah, Avilu, the last 3 words, he had to give him enough for dalakosos. Afilu ben atam chui, even if he's very poor, and he takes from the plate of tztaka that is given out. So pshita is obvious. What do you mean, even ben atam chui? If he's poor, you have to give it to him. Well, nitzrocha el afilu Rabbi Akiva. The chiddush is even according to Rabbi Akiva, to Amar who says, asei shabbat chachov at tzarech labrius. Rabbi Akiva usually says, better to have a weekday meal on Shabbos rather than ask for money, meaning you have to deal with it yourself. If you don't have it, you're an ones. That's what he usually says, not on Pesach. Hacha mishem persume nisa mode. But when it comes to a mitzvah persume nisa like this one, he is mode that we have to take care of him. We have to take care of him in this regard. This sugya, Vasei Shabbat Chachov at Tzarech Labrius, is the first sugya discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. Well, let's just read the next line and then we'll mention it. Tanit Ve'el Yo. Aval Yisham Rabbi Kiva Vasei Shabbat Chachov at Tzarech Labrius, even though Rabbi Kiva says that, Aval Osa Hu Davar Mu'a Padok Ve'esa. But he should still do something for Shabbos. Even if it's going to be a semi-weekday meal, he should do something. Mai Ninhu, Amar Papa Kisa Taharsana. A little fish. Little fish mush you should have. Kiddushan, as the Mishnah says, you should act with alacrity. You should get up, even in a little bit. Yehudim and Tema Omer, as we know, Havi'az Kanamer V'kal Kanasher, you should be brazen like a leopard, light like an eagle, Ratz Katzvi, Gibor Ka'ari, Latzon Ritzon, La'asos Ritzon Avicha Shabbat Shemaim. You should get up and jump out of bed and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if you only have a little bit to do that with on Shabbos, you should still do that. So, interesting, these two lines has the first halacha of Hilchos Shabbos and the first halacha of all of Aruch Chaim. Let's go in the order of the Gemara. So if you look in the first page of Hilchos Shabbos, first page of the Tur, first page of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Beis, Lizar B'Kavet Shabbos, that's the first timon, says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu mi shetzarech la'achirim, even somebody who relies on others, im yesh lo ma'at mi shelo, if you have a little bit, Tzarech lezariz atzmo, lechabed es haShabbos. You have to be mezariz yourself. Right? What is he quoting? Psachim kuf yud beis. He's quoting our Gemara. First halach in Hilchos Shabbos. Velo amra se Shabbat chachovat tzarech lebrias. It only says that lashon of Rabbi Akiva. Elo lemisha sha'a dechukilo biyoser. That's where you don't even have a little bit to do l'shem Shabbos. Al kain, tzarech letzamsein b'shar yamim kedei lechabed haShabbos. You have to try to minimize during the rest of the week in order to be mechabit Shabbos, mitakanes Ezra. Because mitakanes Ezra, I'm sorry, that's the next sentence. Mitakanes Ezra to do laundry before Shabbos, v'chulu. And the Mishnah Berurah here goes through, if you put this all together, there are really 3 categories. 3 categories of what a person is supposed to do. Begeder mitzvah zu, shlosha ma'amari chazal. Number one, that you have to try to give as much oneg that you can, bidugim gedolim, barashi shumin, v'tafshal shaltar, trudin, all of that. That's category one. Well, you have enough money for everything. Be ma'anig the Shabbos as much as you can. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, kol ma'anig as a Shabbos, nosin lo nachla b'li mitzarim. Right? You go overboard for Shabbos, Hashem will go overboard in giving you reward. Number one. Number two, that which it says, the second half of our Gemara. If you have a davar mu'atz, l'kavit Shabbos, you should do that. That's if you could afford a little bit. Category 3, Rabbi Akiva. That is, as Shabbat Chachovat, the Tzarech Labrius, So he says that's somebody who has nothing, who has hardly anything. So then you do that, right? That's the three categories. Again, the Mishnah Berurah here goes through each one. So that's one Gemara. Then of course you have the other one, and that is the first page of the tour. How is the tour? Again, the Shulchan Aruch gets the credit for the Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch, as it's called. The Eved Ezra, Choshev Mishnah, Yordea, and Arachai. So the tour gets the credit, but really, he should get a lot of credit, but not for that. That was the tour. That wasn't the Shulchan Aruch. That's why he's called the tour. The four Turim. He split up all of Halacha into four categories. Right? So if you look at the first Halacha in Arachayim, Yehuda Betei Ma'omar, of course the Mishnah Pirkei Avos has quoted the Arach Gemara. Yehuda Betei Ma'omar, Havei Az Kaname, Rekal Kanashe, Ratz Katzvivi, Ger Bar Kari, Latzona Rosona Vichash Vashamayim. Right? Pirate Arba Dvarim Ba'avodas Abor Yisbarach. He quotes these four. Says the Beis Yosef. Because many times these four are associated with negativity. With negative midos. Mishum deksas dvarim elu nira. Sheheim hefich avodaso yisbarach. The opposite. Azus. Az panim legehenim. It says in Pirkei Avos. Right? Kal kanasher. Kalus rosh. Something terrible. He says sometimes these are associated with negativity. Where you're running. Running to a... He said, that's why you have to channel. Every midah has a place as long as they're channeled. And that's the message of the first tour in all of Arachayim. Right? And then he goes through each four of these, what the root of their meaning is. And the first one is, Az Kanomer, you shouldn't be embarrassed about your mitzvahs. Even if you're around in a society where people are making fun of you about the mitzvahs that you do, you shouldn't be scared. And Kal Kanesher, you should do it quickly. You shouldn't just think about doing it. You should do it right away, as we discussed a little bit last night in the Parshish here. Gibar Ka'ari, that's Gvura, gotta get out of bed, right? Va'afim Yisra'enu Yitzro B'choref. In the winter, Lamar Eich Tamod Baboker Vakar Gadol. It's still dark outside. I'm freezing. O Yasienu Bakayitz Lamar Eich Tamod Bimitascha Vadain Lo Savatim Ishenascha. You woke up. You went to sleep late. His Kaberalov Lakum Shetehei Atam Oer Hashachar Velo Yehu Meircha. Like it says by David HaMelech, he woke up the morning. Anyway, that's the look at the tour in the Beis Yosef. First sin in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it talks about. Quotes this Mishnah. Yehuda ben Tema. We continue. Tana Rabbanan. Shiva Dvarim, Siva Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Seven things Rabbi Kiva commanded Yeshua his son. Okay, we gotta pick up the pace here, but there's just so much here. It's not fair. But we'll do our best. Rabbi Kiva commanded Rabbi Yeshua his son. Yeshua his son. Machlokes Rashbam Tosfus right here. Was Rabbi Yeshua's nickname Karcha? Rabbi Kiva's nickname Karcha? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Is that Rabbi Yeshua the son of Rabbi Akiva? That's what the Rashbam says. He was called Karcha because he was a Kireach. Says the Tosfos, oh, it's terrible. How can you say that the Gemara nicknamed Rabbi Akiva the bald one? It's Rabbi Akiva. So it's a machlokas Rashbam Tosfos, whether this Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Karcha was Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, he says seven things he told his son Yeshua, whoever it was. Bini, Altesha Begova Shalir, don't sit at the heights of a city, Gova Shalir, at a place where there are many people walking back and forth. Why? Because you're never going to have any private time. Right? Don't sit there. Vatashan, and don't learn there. You have to have certain hours that you're open to the public. But if you want to have some type of learning for yourself, you shouldn't be there. Valtada bi'ir sh'roshel atamidei chachamim. And don't sit in a place where the heads are tamidei chachamim. What does that mean? That the heads are tamidei chachamim. Oh, various different shatim given. Rashi says, because they're going to Rashi and the Rashbam, they're going to be busy learning, they're not going to be able to take care of the city. They're not going to be osik b'tzor chetzibur. You can't have the gadol ador, who's the mayor, because then he's not going to be able to take care of the city. Or others say, you shouldn't have heads of a city who think they're tamidei chachamim. Meaning they should be able to know and recognize who are the gedolim and who are the leaders and the in that regard. That's the message. You could also say maybe this line is saying there should be a separation of church and state, right? Judaism, believes in that. Yeah, right? When the rabbanim get mixed up in the politics, it's sometimes not such a good thing. But timna, right? Or in terms of right, in American law, you know, it could be you're not allowed to you lose your state funding if you endorse anybody. Right, that's the Altada Biir Shabashat Abe Chachamin. Valtikan is the Beischa Pito. Don't jump, go into your house suddenly without knocking. Right, you have to let people know that you're coming in. Koshigan the Beischa Vercha, obviously not your friend's house. Valtimna min Ali Miraglecha. Always wear shoes. Always wear shoes. It's not mechubad to go around in with barefoot. We discussed yesterday, the day before, about barefoot in a makam kadosh. Okay, that's for a reason. Hashkeim ba'achol b'kayis b'le'achama u'b'char b'le'atzina. Make sure you eat a healthy breakfast. Eat breakfast in the summer and the winter. V'yaseisha v'achachol v'atasarach l'vriyas. That was Rabbi Akiva. V'mishtadol l'madam sh'asham s'chek aslo. Do business with people who seem to have mazel at that time. Right, things are going well for somebody, you know, hook up with him. Amra papa, lola mizva minevo lizvunele. Not to buy or sell from him, because if he's having the mazel, then you're going to lose. Then you're not going to have a good deal. Elo mevet shutfis bade. Go into partnership with him. Partnership, then it'll be good for you. V'hashad amra shul bar yitzchak, my dechsev. But now that Rav Shmuel says, ma'ise yadav beirachta, that it says by Eov, ma'ise yadav beirachta, anybody connected will get a bracha. Kol anota pruta me'iov mizbarech. Anybody takes a pruta from Eov in the good old days, when Eov had everything. Mizbarech, it's like the Midas touch. Anything that Midas touches, anything that he touched, afilo mizvah min Eov zvuni le'shaper dami. Right, so 2 days in the Gemara, whether, you know, if somebody's having good mazel, you should only be a partner with him or just do anything with him, because the mazel will spread. Chabisha, the Ram Siva, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shiva Yechai. 5 things Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shiva Yechai, remember? He was one of the 5 Talmidim. After the 24,000 died, he started again with 5. One was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Yechai. Kisha Yechavash Mebeso Asurim, when Rabbi Kiva was sitting in jail, he told him 5 things. Amalo Rabbi Lamdeni Torah. First, Rabbi Shimon Yechai says, Rabbi, please teach me Torah. Amar Eini Malametcha, sorry, I'm not going to teach you. I'm sitting here in jail. Why? That's why I got thrown in jail, the Rashbam says. He got thrown in jail because of this. I'm not going to teach you. Amalo, I'm Einatam Malamdeni, Ani Omer Liyochei Abba, Mosrechel Malchus. I'm going to go tell your father to tell the authorities that he did even worse things. He doesn't really mean this. But he means that I'm just so upset. Come on. Amar lo bini. So he says, you think you're in pain. Yosef Asher Egel rotza linak, para rotza lohanik. The cow wants to give milk even more than the calf wants to suckle. That's the mashal given to unbelievable Bali HaMasora. So as you meet certain people, certain Rabbanim, that they cannot, they're overflowing with Torah so much, they can't stop. And they can't not say. They can't, obviously, we have to remember the Gemara that we had 108 blot ago, right? The Olam, right, you should always teach your Talmud B'derek Kitzara, right, and Daf Gimel. But also, sometimes it says that it should be overflowing. We shouldn't be able to control it and hold back, right? So he says, I'm also in pain. Omar lo, umi b'sakana, v'alo ego b'sakana. But yeah, Rebbe, if the calf doesn't drink, the calf is going to die. So Amar lo, in Bikasha, he starts telling him things. Okay, some of them in Remez. In Bikasha lechanek hayitzla b'ilam gado. Hayitzla b'ilam gado. If you are mevakesh, right, to strangle yourself, lechanek hayitzla b'ilam gado. What does that mean? You should hang it on a big tree. That says, Rashbam, davar sheyishma lebrios. If you want to tell something to the public, v'yikablu mimcha, and you want it to be heard, or mishum denaka lishna da chanika, because the lashon of chanika is used. Nakan hayitzla b'ilan lamod lefnei rav amar shmosa mishmo. If you want to say something and you want it to be heard by people, that's the remez of this line, you should say it in the name of Ilan Gadol. Right? That's what the Rashbam says on the Aruch says. Imratiso lishol b'dvar iser klomar shetatzarach ladun din chamur sha'alach achamim gadolim va'asei kaharaso. Say it or ask them. Right, he says, if you want to ask about serious issues, not lechonic, strangulation. If you want to have serious issues, you got to go to the big guns. And when you teach your child, make sure you're using an edited, proper sefer. Why? Mahi amarav avitema rabisharshi bechadata in a new one. Shabeshta, if it's an old, used one that's rubbed out and you're missing some things, keep it to all. Once a mistake goes in, it's hard to get out, right? This is called in other Gemaras, Girsa Yankasa. Once we learn something, I know a Bal Kore, who knows the whole Torah, and he says, you know what the hardest parsha for him to learn is? His Bar Mitzvah parsha. It's the hardest one, why? Because he learned it when he was 13, and all the mistakes that he was Nikva in his bar, all the other ones he learned when he was a little older, and he was a more professional Bal Kore, and he knows all the mapics and the dogishes and the shva nachs and the shva nuz. But he said the Bar Mitzvah parsha I learned so many times when I was a Bar Mitzvah, and I learned it not perfectly. I learned it like a Bar Mitzvah boy learns it. I mean, mocking every little thing. He says that's the hardest one for him, ironically, because keep into all. Once it goes in, it's hard to get out. Don't cook in a pot that your friend already cooked in. What does that mean? My niyu grusha b'chayibayla.
to marry a grusha while the husband's still alive. To amar mar garusha nisa grusha arba deyas bamita. Very extreme graphic formulation. If you have a divorcee and a divorced that get married, they're arba deyas, right? Because they're each thinking about each other and about their previous. Again, a chas v'shalom doesn't mean that a grusha or a gar shouldn't get married. He's just saying. He's telling his son, you know, this, you should know this about your human nature. If you buy, you say, mafila ba'almana, or others say, maybe not only a grusha, but even about an almana, where a husband's not alive. Lefish ain't kala etzbo shavos, meaning everybody's bodies are different. So, you know, it could be that when they're being intimate, they're going to have their mind on the other people, even though obviously halacha says and demands that the thoughts of a husband and a wife should only be on each other. Next, what else did he tell his son? Mitzvah v'guv gadol. If somebody wants to do a mitzvah, but he wants to get schar out of it too. He wants to be mistaker. Ochel peiros v'lo schar. What does that mean? Rashbam says he should lend money and there should be some type of mashkanta that he could also benefit from. So he'll give the money, he'll do the mitzvah, but he'll also get benefit from it. Mitzvah v'guf tahor. Somebody wants to do a mitzvah and guf tahor and try to benefit also in a natural way from the mitzvah. What should you do? No se'isha v'lo banim. Get married and to him will be children. A little difficult to know exactly what this line means because there's no Rashi and Rashbam on it. So if you look in Rav Moshe, the first tshuva in Rav Moshe, in Eben Ezer, first tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, the first shaila Moshe deals with is Bi'ir Gemara, mitzvah v'guftar, no se'isha v'lo banim. That's the first shayla he was asked. He wasn't just asked halakha l'maisa shaylas. He was asked, what's the pshat of this Gemara? So Rav Moshe gives two pshatim. Yish lefarish b'shnei pirushim. She yolid mimena banim v'yekayim mitzvahs puravu v'sheves v'gam sh'aydei zeh yegufo b'tara. Number one, you get married and you have children, you fulfill the mitzvahs, and your guf is tar by fulfilling that mitzvah. Number two, sha'af yish lo banim me'ishto rishona nosi isha v'zeh gufa hi mitzvah v'guf hi b'tara. So the Gemara says elsewhere that, you know, should always be married. A man should always be married. It keeps her from hiruhim rayim. Okay, he should always be married. The Gemara says elsewhere. So that's right. No say if somebody wants a guf tahar, so he should get married and have children that a either through the wife his guf will be tahar or through the children. Arba advarim siva. Rabbeinu HaKadosh es banav. Rebbe told his children four items. Number one, Al Tador Bishich Nitziv Misham Deleitzani Havi Umashri L'Chabaleitzinusa. Don't live in Shepaziv. They're Leitzanim, and you're going to get pulled in there. Right, the importance of a chevra, the importance of where you live. Right, where you live. The Chavetz Chaim talks about this. You have to be Rosh Hanolad if you know that there's a group of people that speak Lashon Hara. If you have a friend that speaks Lashon Hara, one has to be very careful to make sure to always protect themselves. V'al Teishav Al Mitas Aramis, and don't sit on an Aramean bed. We have this back in Brachas. What does that mean? Three pshatim. Ika de amre de lo tigni below kriyashma. Right? Don't go to sleep like an Aramean. Right? Talk to God before you go to sleep. Right? That's be makabal amalcha shamayim before you go to sleep. The godless of a Jew. The first and last thing we say every day is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mo da'ani and hamapil. Like we had the amazing shita a couple of weeks ago that Elokai neshama maybe is a bracha smucha lechavrta to hamapil. Some of the Rishonim said in brachas, right? Because sleep isn't a hefsek. That's also part of your avodas Hashem. V'iga d'armi d'lo titziv giorta, or others say it means don't marry someone who used to be a remian, a gioris. V'iga d'armi, and again, there's nothing against. One can marry as long as you're not a kohen. One can marry. V'iga d'armi halachically. V'iga d'armi arama is mamish. And some say, no, it literally means an Aramean bed, like the Maisa, like the Gemara tells the story in Brachas of Rav Papa. There was an Aramean woman who said, Rav Papa, please, please, come, sit. And he didn't want to sit. And Hashgacha had it that there was a dead child under the bed that they had killed, and they would have blamed Rav Papa had he sat on the bed. And don't hide from paying taxes. Maybe they'll find you. They're going to take everything from you when you pay the taxes. Because if not, they're going to take everything from you. The Mefarshim explain that this only means that in a case where it's what's called moche she'en lo kitzva, where they're taking taxes, right, inappropriately. But if it's regular taxes, of course you have to pay. That's a din. That's a chi of din. That's din of the bachus adina. You have to pay taxes. Again, that's a huge topic that we can't get into now. Din of the bachus adina. But again, paying taxes, if I don't pay taxes, and it's one of two things. Din of the bachus adina doesn't apply when A, it is anti-Semitic taxes, where the Jews have to pay more than the non-Jews, and number two, where the taxes go against halacha for some reason. But in you know, in the our day and age, you know, that neither of those apply, and therefore you have to pay taxes, whatever it is. The chiyuv, chiyuv halachic chiyuv. The al tamod bifnei ashar b'shasha olam enagam. Don't stand in front of an ox when it's coming up from the getting a little swim. The satan is between his horns, meaning he's in a mood. He wants to gore after he's in the water. Amar of Shmuel b'shar shachar b'yamei Nisan. Rabbi Shmuel says a black shar in the days of Nisan. This is not the famous Shmuel. The famous Shmuel never got smicha. Different Tana, different Amor, Rebbe Shmuel. Tani, Rav Oshia, once we're talking about oxen, Marchikin Mishor Tam Chamishim Amma. You stay away from a Shor Tam, 50 Amos, Mishor Muad, and a Muad is gored before Kamala Enav. You don't get into his vision. Tani, Meshved, Rebbe Meir, Reish Tura, Bitikula. Even if the Reish Tula, the head of the ox, Bitikula, is in his basket, meaning he's eating. Jump up to the roof and take the ladder with you. Meaning, oxen are not friendly. Amarav, Nizza de Tura. What is Nizza de Tura? Rashi says, the lachash that you should say next to an ox so it doesn't gore you. Hein. Nizza de Arya, that's Rashi. The Rashbam says, maybe it just means the sound they don't like, more of a niglep shot. No, this is the way to get him away. Right, different animals are fearful of different sounds. Nizza da aryeh, zeze. Nizza da gamla, dada. Nizza da arva. Nizza da arva, what does it mean of a boat? It means if you want to give chizuk to the people schlepping the boat, say, hilni hai, hai, hilni koila. But it sounds like something that the boatsman would say, this sound. Right? You can do it, you can do it. Amar abaya. Or, dog. Right, skin, fish, koschaben, hot water, beitzim, kidim, levanim, kulim, kashal, davar acher. All of these items are kashal, davar acher. Davar acher usually means sara'as. What are these? Or, mandagani an mishcha detzila. Somebody who sleeps on the leather of a tanner who didn't process it yet. Meaning raw hide. It's not good for you. Dag, shibuta biyomei nisan. It's a specific type of fish. A shibuta during the Nisan days, it makes you sick. Kos, what does it mean? Kos, shiure, kisa, daharsana. Kos means the leftovers of fish brine. That's also not good. Chamin, chamimi, dechamimi, mishadri, ilave. If somebody's getting hot water poured upon them, right? That's not a good thing. If he's ruggled to have extra hot water poured on his flesh, all of these are going to lead, and you can think, all of these are going to lead to skin ailments. Beitzim, what does that mean? Man de midrach aklifim. If somebody walks on fish shells, maybe it's some type of they used to use that in the kishuf. Kidim levanim, what does that mean? White lice. Manda machre levushe velonata leitmanya yotev hadalavishla. Somebody washes his clothes because there's lice in it, and he doesn't wait 8 days before he wears it. Baryan hana kidim akashmul davar acher. The lice that you try to get out are still going to be able to reinvigorate themselves and come back. Right, bizbanazeh, where we have a different type of washing process, could be that they're out, and we don't know if there's lice in there in the first place. But either way, Amar Papa, base of this, Beishunra, if a house that has a cat, lo neaba in his miski, you shouldn't walk in there without shoes. My time, oh why, Mishim deshunra kata lechivya, that's a known fact. Cats eat and kill snakes. Fakale, and it could be that the cat ate the snakes. Vispe bechivya garmi katini. There are tiny little bones from the snake that are lying around. And if it goes into your foot, it's bad news. Vyasav la garma, dechivya akari. If it goes into your foot, well, nafik, it doesn't come out. Vistachin lane is dangerous. So if there's a cat there, then you know there are snake bones around. Or the opposite. Ika the army, base of the less by shun, rolonebaitish. If there's no cat in the house, then you shouldn't go in for sure. Right. Behechra, or bavar. What does that mean? In the dark. My time, maybe there's an actual snake in there. Right? Therefore, you should be extra careful. One more. Gimel Dvarim Siva Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi. Makish Simen. Al tas mum ba'atzbacha. What does that mean? Don't make your mum on you. Mahi. Otevi lucha dina b'hadi tlasa. Don't go to din with three people against three people. Why? Tacharavi baldina for tre sadi. One of them will be the baldin, the other two will become edim, so it's a losing cause. Right? If you start going against three people, then they'll lie, they'll get two people to testify, and one of them will be the other party. And don't stand next to something that you have no plans to buy, because you're causing the guy a loss. Right, even if you know it's false, right, it's Geneva's Das, but even if you don't end up buying it, somebody else might think you're interested and therefore they won't come over and buy it. And, Ishtecha Tavla, Altiska Klal Rishona. Your wife goes to the mikveh, you shouldn't be with her the first night. Well, what does that mean? We paskin, of course, you have to be. It's a chiyuv. Amar Rav ubenida da'oraisa. Ho v'huzchak mayan pasuach dilma mishkach mashcha ziva. What does that mean? No, that means in the days when there was needed, now we've mentioned already, there's no need in Zavah da'oraisa, right, the chumra de Reb Zera. But in the days of the da'oraisa, we know on a da'oraisa level, the woman is tamei for 7 days when she is a nida. Even if she sees on the seventh day in the afternoon, she goes to the mikvah that night and she can be with her husband that night. If she sees that seventh day, midrabanan, he told his son, don't do it. Because it's Mayana Pasuach. She is still bleeding this afternoon. So who knows what's going to happen tonight. So if she's still bled on day 7, in that case, you know, one shouldn't be involved there. One last section. Shlosh Advarim Siva Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudas Rebbe. Al Teitzi Yechidi Balayla. Don't go out alone at night. V'al Tamod Bifnei HaNer Arum. And don't stand in front of a Ner naked. Right, it's not Sneas. And V'al Tikanes lemerchatz, and don't go into a bathhouse chadash, a new one, right, where it might not be solidified yet. Shematifchas, maybe the floor is going to fall in. Kama arishav belevi adud beis chodesh, the first year to give it to solidify. Yal tamod b'fnei haner arum, detanya homi b'fnei haner arum, havi nichbek kalita epilepsy, v'mishamish b'tosal araner havi limbanim nichven. It's also separate halachas, having a light source in the room when a husband and wife are together. You know that shouldn't be done either. Okay, I'll have to stop with Tana Rabbanan. Be'ez Hashem. Again, the next daf starts with this. So we'll put it up. The next couple of dafim, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next week with the live shiurim.